Welcome to 15 with Christine. Jean Lewis, owner of Empower Strategies and Story Brand Certified Guide, is our first guest. So let's get started. On 15 with Christine, we talk about all things business growth. Before we dive in, I want to remind you where you can find the live broadcasts. I'll come to you live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. Hit the subscribe button and you won't miss an episode. My goal is to equip you to take your business to the next level. And that's what we're talking to Jean Lewis about today. Jean's owner of Empower Strategies and a Story Brand Certified Guide. Jean, welcome.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm going to enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, I look forward to it. So, Jean, tell us a little bit about what you do with Empower Strategies and specifically as a Story Brand Certified Guide.
Sure. You know, Christine, as you know, working with business owners and kind of being in the business owner yourself, owning a business is hard. One of the things that we do to try to help a business owner be more successful, have a thriving, growing business, is execute their marketing using the right words to talk to their customer so their customer understands, listens, and does business with them.
Oh, understands and listens.
Yes.
So, Jean, tell me a little more about the Story Brand framework and how does that process, you know, how does Story Brand know what words, how do they know what works when it comes to attracting that ideal client?
Great question, Christine. The Story Brand framework is based on the book Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller.
Okay.
I spent majority of my career was in the corporate marketing world with large Fortune 500 type companies. I've done brand identity, brand positioning, marketing message in a myriad of ways. This is the best way I've ever seen to develop marketing communication. And the reason it works so well is it enables you as your brand and your business to enter the story of your target customer so that they now are engaged, paying attention to you, listening and responding to what you're saying. So much marketing out there today is just wasted because it's confusing. I don't want to spend the energy to stay with it, so I seek information elsewhere. We help you overcome that with the Story Brand framework.
That's fascinating. I'd love to hear more about understanding your ideal prospect's story.
Well, what we start with when we're dealing with a client is we say, who is that prospect? Who is your customer?
Yes.
And once we kind of define that, who is your ideal customer, we want to define what do they want? You know, customers have a want, they have a need, and there's typically a problem that's keeping them from getting what they want. So we really help you blow out and understand what that problem is. And you really want to talk about and agitate that problem. Because once the problem's over, if there is no problem, the story's over. Christine, if you've ever watched a movie, take for example, if there was a movie that in the first 10 minutes, there's a bomb that's hidden somewhere. But then you find out very quickly that it's a dud and there's no real danger. Interesting movie? Not really. You know, the problem is over. So once the problem's over, there is no story. So we help you identify that problem and then really communicate it to your customer so they understand, yeah, I have that problem. And then we position you as the guide to solve the problem for that customer so they can get what they want.
Okay. So is it really a process where the ideal customer hears or experiences the story and sees themselves in that story?
Very well put. Because we talk about what you see a lot of communication is telling the client's story or the business's story.
Right.
Customers don't care about that. They want to know about their story. So we really help our clients enter into their customer's story. Again, I've got this need. I've got a problem that's keeping me from getting it. how are you going to help me get it? You have now entered into their story. And you can see examples of this if you go to a website and it starts talking about their background, how long they've been in business, all about them. That's their story. We help you enter into your customer story.
Gene, is that a shift for business owners?
An awful lot of them, because an awful lot of marketing effort today and spend is wasted. Millions of dollars wasted on ineffective marketing. Again, you don't have to take my word for it. Go look at the advertising and marketing that's out there. And I'm sure you know this. You know, we're exposed from anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 advertising messages today, a day. And if you're not saying something that's relevant to your audience, that's engaging, and that they understand, that's not confusing, they're just checking out. You know, our brains don't want to expend the calories to try to figure out your message. If I can't figure it out, I'm going someplace else. So yeah, it's a shift for a lot of companies to think about, let me enter into my customer story as opposed to trying to tell my story.
Exactly. Gene, can you share, so we can kind of paint a picture in our own minds, some client outcomes, what you've been able to help your clients accomplish?
Absolutely. I'm actually working with here in Tuscaloosa, working with a local print shop called Printworks on Main.
Yes.
And we've really helped. We've started working with them and helping them understand that, you know, a great customer for them is going to be the realtor trades industry, like roofers, landscapers, construction people, that sort of thing. And we want to set Printworks up as the print shop that works as hard as you do. And what is your need? Well, you need printing materials that are on time, done right, and help me grow my business. And there's all this hassle of ordering from other people. They're not right. Well, we solve that for you. We understand that you have this problem. We know that you need these materials to help grow your business. And we are the guide to help you get them. So we've rooted him against that audience and providing the solution that solves a problem that these hardworking business owners have, so that they'll do business with Brett Booth at Printworks and let him solve that business problem for them.
That's a great example. I know you mentioned to me you've done some work in the medical industry as well.
You know, there's another great client here locally I've done a lot of work with, Blake Baggett with Anchored Chiropractic.
Yes.
Blake's just a fascinatingly interesting guy. We've done some work on his core business, which is obviously the chiropractic industry. And he's been so successful there that Blake actually opened up a thermology clinic. And a thermology clinic is a breast cancer screening, and he's done a lot of story brand work. He's a big believer in it and has done it. And he's kind of wireframed a website out using the story brand methodology, which is one of our big deliverables. And one of the things we coach when we use story brand is you need to talk about the stakes. You know, what's at stake if you don't do business with me? Because if there are no stakes, if there's no negative consequences, there's no reason for me to do business with you.
And Gene, can you take a step back? You said a word that I'm not sure I know what it means. Can you tell us, what is a wireframe on a website?
Sure, great.
From a user standpoint, and what does that mean for implementing a marketing message for someone like the doctor you're working with?
Yeah, so many people, they want to do a website, relaunch a website, start a business, got to have a website, and they run out and they hire just a designer to put a website together. So what happens is they have this beautiful looking website, but it doesn't do anything because they haven't taken the time to develop the words that are going to motivate the customers that they listen and understand and do business with them. So through the story brand process, we come up with those words and the copy to use that we put on that website. And when I say wireframe, excellent question, we actually do how it should flow on the website, starting with your headline. Starting with, you know, your call to action should be up in the right hand corner. And then you're going to talk about the plan you have to give your customer. And then, as I was mentioning, the stakes. So there's 5, 6, 7 things that we actually flow out in terms of how it looks on your website. And then the actual words you use. Once you have that, yeah, go hire a great designer and make it look beautiful. You put those things, two things together, it's very powerful. So wireframe is the flow of it and the copy that goes on.
So, Gene, what if a business owner hires a designer first before they talk with you?
Then they may have a website that doesn't work.
What do you mean by doesn't?
It doesn't convert. People aren't coming. They aren't, you know, they're not doing business with them. they have an online brochure, but it's not, you know, actively doing business for them, because the customers come there, they don't see the words they need, you know, to understand what you do. We use something that's called the grunt test when we talk about websites.
Oh,
when
I love
they
that.
Go, when they go there, it should be like a caveman that goes there. I should immediately know what you do, and I should immediately know how it makes my life better. So then I'm engaged in that story, and then I'll go to your call to action, and I'll do business with you. And I love designers. I'm not talking negative about designers.
Yeah, it's just the order, right?
If you put those two things together, you have a very, very powerful story that you can carry out in a website and other forms of communication that'll work for you. So now my marketing is working. And as a business owner, my life gets a little bit easier when my marketing works.
That makes sense. Now, Gene, I see that you have an event coming up August 4th at the West Alabama Chamber, Building Effective Communication Through the Power of Story.
Yes, that's where we will walk through how to use this concept of entering into your customer story to build your communications so that they work, so that they listen. And this one is actually going to be the first in a series of what I'm calling Powering Your Biz workshops. First one is going to be how to build your business through the power of communication, using the power of story to do that. Story is an ancient device, you know, that people have been using for thousands and thousands of years to explain what they do, who they are, and how to exchange information. So we're using that to help you build your business.
Well, Gene, that's exciting. If you'd like to learn more, look up Gene Lewis with Empower Strategies on LinkedIn, or go to his website, www.empowerstrat.com. Gene, thanks for joining us today. Really enjoyed hearing more about how you have personally helped businesses grow and about being a Story Brand Certified Guide.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Christine. I really enjoyed it. I love what you do, helping people better develop their sales process. So critical. As you know, we're all selling every day. So what you do is fantastic, and we thank you for doing it.
Well, thanks for those kind words. Viewers, really appreciate you watching and listening today. Join us in 2 weeks. We hear from Shella Silla, founder of Sister Golf. Shella shows women how to get promoted, close more deals, and grow revenue through the game of golf. So, until next time.